We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
Our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Tervituloa, sweet viewers. Tervituloa means welcome in Finnish. Thank you for joining us today on Noteworthy News, Constructive News for a Better World.
Constructive News for a Peaceful World. Our programs are broadcast 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band, Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 16 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Kotul, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Vunarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa, Taiwan, Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Qinhe Cable TV, Yongjialu Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 107 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Ilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Tongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jinmen County, Channel 105 on Minchong Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast.
Today in history, March 22nd, the Emerald Buddha, Thailand's most sacred Buddha image, was moved to the Temple of the Emerald Buddha in Bangkok, Thailand in 1784 by His Majesty King Rama I. This magnificent image is 66 centimeters tall and is carved from fine jade. His Majesty had the temple called Wat Prakau in Thai language, built to house the Emerald Buddha. He also had two seasonal costumes made for the image, one for summer and one for the rainy season. His Majesty King Rama III had another one made for winter. Today these robes are solemnly changed at the beginning of each season by His Majesty King Bhumibol Adulyadej, the Great. May this day help remind us to honor and revere great Buddhas or enlightened beings of the past and present.
Fly-in news. Loving Hut, a new favorite spot in Central Florida, USA. By the time of its grand opening last Saturday, March 14, the new Loving Hut in tropical Orlando, Florida, USA, had already earned quite a few regular customers and a favorable reputation.
I've been waiting for the day that they open, and then I found out that they were open already, so I came and started eating here every day.
The cozy new locale is the newest addition to Loving Hut International's family of restaurants that are already flourishing from Supreme Master Ching Hai's expansive vision of creating delectable, nourishing plant-based dining that is fast, fun, and easy for everyone. Patrons already have been leaving enthusiastic reviews about Loving Hut on the internet.
The food was great, made quickly, and I even got complimentary soup while I waited, which was delicious. The prices are so reasonable and the staff was so friendly, I'm definitely going back. The menu is overwhelmingly incredible. The Loving Hut is certainly the healthy choice among the fast food chains. Awesome vegan food with a purpose. Well worth whatever drive, and the price is very fair. Quit reading this and go.
Receiving an invitation to the grand opening was the organization Vegetarians of Central Florida. The group's growth from just a few people to more than 1,000 in the past 6 years alone further attested to the veg trend in the area.
Their booths had by far the longest line, so that's telling you that the food is good. In 2003, I think there were one or two vegetarian restaurants in town. Now there are 10, so this is the 10th one.
Congratulations on your promising launch, Florida Loving Hut. Our thankfulness to Supreme Master Ching Hai for initiating this trend of convenient and compassionate dining. May all be well treated to delectable, life-sustaining vegan meals every day.
Devastation after Tonga volcano eruption. Following a series of earthquakes in the South Pacific near Tonga, a volcano on the uninhabited islet of Hunga-Haya-Apa, 63 kilometers northwest of the Tongan capital of Nuku'alofa, began erupting on Monday. The volcanic activity has resulted in the spewing of rocks, ash, and poisonous smoke hundreds of meters into the air. Visiting the Isle region by boat, radio journalist George Lavaca related that the local flora and fauna had completely perished, saying, "The island itself is totally destroyed. There is no living thing left there. It's all covered in black ash." We are deeply saddened to know of the tragic toll on wildlife in the affected Tonga region. Our prayers that devastating events such as these will be minimized through our greater kindness toward each other and Mother Nature.
Britain cleared after 27 years of detainment. In 1982, Sean Hogston was convicted of taking another person's life. However, following a recent re-examination of the case using DNA testing that was not available in 1982, Mr. Hogston has been declared innocent with his name cleared. The now 57-year-old Briton said, "It's great to be free again." We join in happiness for your liberty, Mr. Hogston. Our best wishes for your warmth and contentment with loved ones and celebration of goodness in life.
Brazilian and U.S. presidents meet. Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva became the first Latin American leader to meet with United States President Barack Obama during a visit that focused on normalizing relations with Cuba and strengthening U.S. ties with not only Brazil, but also the whole of Latin America. Following the meeting, both leaders expressed optimism about their counterparts and the prospect of future cooperation. "We congratulate your excellencies on your mutually beneficial meeting. May your endeavors to enhance relations across the Americas lead to a region of harmonious cooperation and prosperity for all."
Syrian leader visits Jordanian king. President Bashar al-Assad made his first visit in 5 years to meet with His Majesty King Abdullah II in the neighboring kingdom of Jordan for discussions on further relations as both prepare for a meeting of Arab leaders in Qatar later this month. The two also spoke of the importance of a unified stance among Arab nations to help more quickly resolve regional matters. "Our respectful accolades, Your Excellency and Your Majesty, for your renewal of cordial diplomatic relations. May your nations prosper in harmony as you advance together toward shared ideals."
U.S. First Family shares new organic veggie garden with the nation.
On Friday, with the help of children from the Bancroft Elementary School in Washington, D.C., First Lady Michelle Obama began creating a new 1,100-square-foot organic vegetable garden on the south lawn of the White House. With the combined efforts of the First Family and Bancroft students, the garden will see the eventual harvesting of 55 varieties of vegetables and fruits. Regarding this sustainable activity and its contributions to better health, the First Lady stated, "My hope is that through children, they will begin to educate their families, and that will in turn begin to educate our communities." Heaven bless you, First Lady Obama, for showing us all the ease and benefits of locally grown organic vegetables. May many others be inspired by the First Family's exemplary stewardship to shift towards sustenance through local organic gardening, with its many benefits to our own vitality and that of the environment.
Save our planet. Aulax, or Vietnam's once fertile delta, faces water shortage. Research conducted by the Cần Thơ City Center for Environmental and Natural Resources Monitoring, as well as the Cần Thơ University's Center for Biodiversity, have found that the Mekong River Delta, which once supported year-round fruit growing and immense rice paddy fields, is now facing prolonged drought. Water shortage factors include the two main rivers that supply the delta having dropped in water flow by 36% over the past 30 years. Another contributing factor is a 60% land area loss due to lagoons and ponds being filled in to increase the space for cultivation. Crop irrigation is thus now requiring greater efforts, with the general water shortage creating a concern for drinking water availability. The Southern Irrigation Science Institute has also warned that encroaching salt water from climate change-related rising sea levels is already presenting a threat to fresh water supplies. To help cope with these problems, the government is investing in a new water management project, and residents are being advised to collect rainwater and conserve. We appreciate this candid report, scientists at Southern Irrigation Science Institute, Cần Thơ City and Cần Thơ University. Our prayers for the resiliency of the people of Aulac as we strive to be more caring stewards of the environment, bringing renewal to the natural stores of our earth.
Supreme Master Ching Hai has frequently reminded us that even such extreme upheavals in nature can be undone, and within a near miraculous time. The following is an excerpt from a discussion with our association members in California, USA, via video conference in July 2008.
If all humans are vegetarian, then the webcomic retribution will change, and nature will restore its balance. Automatically, it will be slow or quick. It's up to us. Suppose if the people are slow to become vegetarian and we take too slow action, then maybe 2 years. That means 100 weeks. And the quicker one would be 2 months. That means 8 weeks. We will see the change almost immediately.
Save our planet. People around the world veg to save the planet. Agriculture uses 30% of all the Earth's land surface. Meat production is the number one cause of soil erosion. Over half the fresh water in the United States goes toward irrigating feed grains and raising livestock. A diet high in meat and dairy is responsible for emitting such vast quantities of greenhouse gas, the Center for Science in the Public Interest calls it the global warming diet. Despite the urgency of these and other facts from reputable scientific sources such as the United Nations, they were not until recently as widely known. Fortunately, the level of awareness has been changing, as could be witnessed at this year's annual Meat Out Day.
As part of this health and environment protecting grassroots campaign, citizens worldwide were asked to pledge to veg at least for 1 day on the first day of spring. Leading climatologist Dr. James Hansen, who is also the chief of the US-based NASA Goddard Institute for Space Studies, also added his pledge while speaking at the Climate Change Day of Action in Coventry, United Kingdom.
I pledge to go veg on Meat Out Day.
This year's Meat Out brought the Climate Change Vegetarian Solution to the public. At Arizona State University in the southwestern United States, vegans who ran an information table shared their knowledge.
Factory farms, for instance, have a larger carbon footprint than all the cars in the world combined.
In Formosa, or Taiwan, we visited two elementary schools where young students not only eat vegetarian once a week, they also understand the benefits of doing so.
记者现在来到台北县甘愿国小，这里有760位学生和老师。学校今天为了响应国际无肉日，特别将营养午餐改成健康美味的蔬食餐点。我们现在就来听听他们如何欢度这一天。
大家好，今天是3月20号，世界无肉日。今天的我们的午餐也配合无肉，我们全都是吃蔬菜，还有豆类，都没有吃肉哦。然后小朋友都吃得很健康。那希望大家在3月20号这天都可以响应世界无肉日。世界无肉日，耶！
素食很好吃。
现在地球暖化，吃素食呢，节能减碳，也可以减少排放二氧化碳，是一举两得，所以吃素食很赞。
好，那我们现在的活动，很多家庭也都有这种吃素的观念。
Workplaces also provided a chance for their employees to learn more about the vegetarian diet on Meat Out Day.In South Korea, our association members were invited to give a presentation about diet and climate change at the National Institute of Scientific Investigation. They also prepared a vegan lunch at the facility's cafeteria.
채식 위주의 식 생활이 결국은 우리 지구도 살릴 수 있고 내 자신의 건강도 더욱더 좋아질 수 있다 하는 그런 결론을 얻게 되었습니다
국립과학수사연구소에서지구온난화를위해서어떤활동을하실계획같은걸세워보실의향은있으신가요
야채로만든콩으로만든그런식단을제공을한다든지함으로써육류소비도줄이나가고충분히직원들한테설득을시키고식생활을바꿀수있도록그렇게할수있을것같습니다
All in all, an increasing number of people are making the connection between the vital role of our diet and planetary survival.
I pledge to go vegetarian on Meat Out Day, and I hope others will do it too.
I'd very happily pledge to be veg for Meat Out Day because I'm a vegetarian anyway.
Hi, my name's Alex. You're watching Supreme Master Television. Why not take meat out of your diet on Meat Out Day and stay vegetarian and help save the world?
Eco-protection is now a main reason for being a vegetarian.
Ben, c'est entre autres parce que la consommation de viande est très... produit un grand réchauffement climatique, là, dans le fond. Largement, c'est pour ça. Puis après ça, c'est pour une raison de...de santé aussi, là, je trouve qu'on surconsomme la viande, là, puis aussi on sait pas tout le temps la viande, elle vient d'où dans le fond.
Be veg! Go green! Save our planet!
Be veg! Go green! Save the planet!
Hats off to all world citizens of all nationalities, careers and ages who are making a real difference by choosing the greenest lifestyle, which is to live meat-free lifestyle. May many more step forward to become heroes who will help rescue our planet. Let's make Meat Out Day every day.
Vegetarianism in religion.
The Baha'i Faith. Regarding the eating of animal flesh and abstinence therefrom, know thou of a certainty that in the beginning of creation God determined the food of every living being, and to eat contrary to that determination is not approved. Selections from the Baha'i Writings of Some Aspects of Health and Healing.
Buddhism. All meats eaten by living beings are of their own relatives. Lankavatara Sutra. Cow dye.
The most important thing is to stop killing, because animals also have souls and understand like humans. If we kill and eat them, then we owe them a blood debt. Teachings of the Saints.
Christianity. Meats for the belly and the belly for meats, but God shall destroy both it and them. Holy Bible.
And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague.Holy Bible.
Confucianism. All men have a mind which cannot bear to see the sufferings of others. The superior man, having seen the animals alive, cannot bear to see them die. Having heard their dying cries, he cannot bear to eat their flesh. Mencius.
Essenes, I am come to end the sacrifices and feasts of blood, and if ye cease not offering and eating of flesh and blood, the wrath of God shall not cease from you. Gospel of the Holy Twelve.
Hinduism, since you cannot bring killed animals back to life, you are responsible for killing them, therefore you are going to hell, there is no way for your deliverance. Adi Lila.
He who desires to augment his own flesh by eating the flesh of other creatures lives in misery in whatever species he may take his birth. Mahabharata Anu.
Islam. Allah will not give mercy to anyone except those who give mercy to other creatures. Hadith.
Do not allow your stomachs to become graveyards of animals. Hadith.
Jainism. A true monk should not accept such food and drink as has been especially prepared for him, involving the slaughter of living beings. Sutra Kritanga.
Judaism. And whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood, and will cut him off from among his people. Holy Bible. Blood, meaning flesh.
Sikhism. Those mortals who consume marijuana, flesh and wine, no matter what pilgrimages, fasts and rituals they follow, they will all go to hell. Guru Granth Sahib.
Taoism. Do not go into the mountain to catch birds in nets, nor to the water to poison fishes and minnows. Do not butcher the ox that ploughs your field, tract of the quiet way.
Tibetan Buddhism. The offering to the deities of meat obtained by killing animate beings is like offering a mother the flesh of her own child, and this is a grievous failure. The supreme path of discipleship.
Zoroastrianism. Those plants I, Ahura Mazda, God, rain down upon the earth to bring food to the faithful and fodder to the beneficent cow. Avesta.
Everybody knows that vegetarian diet is good for health and to save the planet. They will be awakening their own great, compassionate, loving self-nature, and then their level of consciousness will rise up automatically, and they will understand more than they ever did, and they'll be closer to heaven than what they are right now.
Save our planet. World Water Day commemorated. Across the globe on March 22nd, United Nations sponsored World Water Day 2009. People are participating in activities that highlight the need to protect and preserve freshwater resources. The day also concludes a week-long international water conference in Turkey, where attendees signed the Istanbul Water Consensus, calling for the development of international-level water management policies to cope with dwindling global supplies. This year's World Water Day theme of transboundary water celebrates the more than 200 international water agreements that have been signed in the past 60 years, which have ensured peaceful water sharing across state boundaries. We honour all those who are working diligently to create technologies, programs and policies to extend fresh water supplies to all corners of the world. Surely such generosity of spirit and care for the resources of our Earth will help bring soon restoration of this vital element of life.
Save our planet. Kuwait awarded for environmental achievements. As part of its launch of the Permanent National Conference on the Environment by Lebanese First Lady Wafa Suleiman in Beirut, Kuwait was honoured during a ceremony for her many efforts to preserve the environment. With dignitaries that included Lebanese members of parliament and government ministers, Lebanese First Lady Wafa Suleiman presented Kuwait's Charge of Affairs in Beirut, Tawik Al-Hamad, with an honorary shield for supporting a variety of environmental projects in the state. A green hats off, Kuwait, on this well-deserved recognition. We are heartened and look forward to a continued progression of nations helping each other in eco-friendly endeavors.
Save our planet. New reports published by the American Council for an Energy Efficient Economy, or ACEEE, show that simply reducing electricity and gas usage could result in savings of nearly $170 billion on utility bills in the United States.
Save our planet. The Worldwide Fund for Nature, or WWF, states that South Africa's abundant sunlight and wind would make sustainable energy a natural and cost-effective solution to the country's current dependence on coal-based power generation.
Hello, I'm Kiki the Capybara, and I'm a vegan. I'm here with a tip on keeping your bilevels secure. Safes or lockboxes can be used to store important documents that are difficult to replace, such as birth and marriage certificates, passports, insurance policies, and property and vehicle deeds. You can find many that are fire-resistant and waterproof. Some banks also offer safe deposit boxes for rent or as part of your checking and savings plan. Thank you for watching, and thanks for being veg, going green and saving the planet. Let's now see what the weather from around the world looks like.
In world news, Climate Group advocates municipal leadership in promoting low-carbon development in China. The nonprofit international group has published a report titled China's Low-Carbon Leadership in Cities. It presents the earth-friendly energy initiatives of 12 Chinese cities. These include the use of solar energy and electric car technology. The group has the goal of securing the commitment of 20 Chinese cities to change over to green energy within the next 5 years. Two cities, Guiyang and Dazhou, have already promised their support. Kudos Climate Group for proactively working to bring about the transition to sustainable energy worldwide. May all leaders and citizens realize that the time is short and all urgent steps to save our planet be taken now.
In humanitarian news, a warm-hearted doctor dedicates his career to treating the homeless. For 15 years, Dr. Bob Donovan, age 54, of Cincinnati, Ohio, USA, has provided medical assistance to those without homes. In 1998, Dr. Donovan, a brother of the Marianist Roman Catholic Religious Order, was the first physician to work on the city's medical van to provide care to the disadvantaged. He continues to do so and also offers his help at 4 different locations. In addition, Dr. Donovan, founder of the Center of Respite Care for Homeless Patients recovering from treatment at the University Hospital nearby. Miss Mary Beth Mayer, the center's director, said, "His sense of compassion and spirituality drive everything he does in his life. A respectful appreciation, Dr. Bob Donovan, and God bless your loving devotion to those in need. May all people be graced with supportive care and vibrant health." Up next on Noteworthy News, unique rock formation in Bulgaria receives 7 Wonders nomination. We'll take a meditative walk around the garden and be right back. More cheerful news will be right up here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, splendid news for a wondrous world. In nature news, a rock formation in Bulgaria is nominated for the new 7 Wonders of Nature contest. Situated near the coastal community of Belogradchik, an unusual formation of rocks composed of sandstone and limestone is 30 kilometers long, 3 kilometers wide, and up to 200 meters high. With colors ranging from yellow, red, and gray, each rock has its own name according to an object it resembles. There are 260 other natural wonders from around the world which have also been nominated. If you would like to vote for your favorite seven or just see some of the incredible places which adorn our precious planet, please visit www.new7wonders.com. Mother Earth is truly an amazing place. Let's all unite to protect and preserve our beautiful home. And now for some laughter with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled Championship.
An athlete champion is in bed with a severe cold. His doctor told him that he has a temperature. The champion asks, "How high is it, doctor?" The doctor say, 102. The champion ask, "What is the world's record?"
And now for our viewers' heartline.
Congratulations to all involved in producing and helping Supreme Master Ching Hai in this beautiful and professionally made channel of television. Alex from San Jose, Costa Rica.
Supportive Alex, it's so nice to hear from you. It is our great honor and blessing to receive guidance from Supreme Master Ching Hai, a great spiritual master of our time. In addition, we feel that our viewers, too, are essential partners of the success of Supreme Master Television. Mel shared the good news that simply by being vegan, we can preserve our planet. With heaven's infinite grace to you and your kind people of your beautiful nation.
Do you have a heartline today? Please share your comments and constructive stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to info@suprememastertv.com or to the address on your screen. Thank you for watching this edition of Noteworthy News.
Jumalan Sinausta. That means God bless in Finnish.
May your every step be guided by the love and light of heaven. Take care for now.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Ho Lat, or Vietnam, expresses deep appreciation for all the international support in recent years that has helped the nation raise the living standard for her most disadvantaged people.
Former U.S. Secretaries of State Henry Kissinger and George Shultz, as well as former U.S. Senator Sam Nunn, met with Russian President Dmitry Medvedev to bolster the two countries' relations.
Greek and Italian legislators met with Hamas leader Khaled Nissal in Syria, where they expressed their support for national Palestinian unity efforts.
Traditional Chinese medicine has been found to significantly improve skin conditions such as eczema and also reduce the need for other treatments that may cause side effects.
An additional 100 Iraqi detainees have been released as part of the U.S. military's efforts in Baghdad to prepare for a complete withdrawal from Iraq.
Nigeria's new logo and slogan, Nigeria, Good People, Great Nation, hopes to bring out the best in every citizen and regenerate the country with productive energies for a bright future.
Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad sends congratulations to neighboring countries on the New Year celebration of Nowruz, with wishes of peace, stability, and friendship to the world.
To ensure a peaceful, joyous, and safe Songkran holiday, supermarkets and large retailers in Thailand will not be allowed to sell alcohol for 3 days leading up to the celebration.
Saudi Arabia and the European Principality of Andorra officially established diplomatic ties at Saudi Arabia's United Nations mission in New York, USA.
President of Kazakhstan, Nursultan Nazarbayev, concluded a several-day visit to the United Arab Emirates during which the two leaders discussed possible collaborations and mutual interests.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com.